Lenitzaw HB 33 this year was HB 60 last year and passed the House unanimously as a first-time bill. It went into the Senate, and it was killed by a draw veto by Senator Frosch. And basically what this bill does is it makes sexual exploitation of therapy clients in Maryland a crime. 27 states have already followed suit.
Specifically, what would the penalties be?
Right now, it's listed as a fourth-degree sex offense.
Okay, fourth-degree sex offense. Why is this bill needed?
Maryland seems to have an alarming problem with sexual exploitation by mental health professionals. 15 years ago, there was a task force that was enacted by the legislature to study this problem, evaluate the problem, and implement recommendations. And of the 51 recommendations, criminalization was a big one because it was a problem 15 years ago. It still remains a big problem, and so we're here to address that issue.
Tell me who Lynette was.
That is my middle name.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Now, what happened to you that led you to go to this law? I mean, were you sexually abused by a therapist? What happened? And I'm not asking this to embarrass you. I'm just trying to get the background of the story.
Yes. I entered into therapy, and I was first sexually assaulted. And I kept going back to therapy to try to forgive him, to try to move past it. And eventually I went to Maryland, and he was able to get a license. And when I reported him to the board allowed him to surrender to avoid prosecution, so he never faced any criminal penalties whatsoever. And 2 months after he surrendered his license, he opened up a counseling business, and he is still seeing clients to this day.
That's beyond frustrating, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And this year, Delegate Hubbard has put in a bill, HB 112, that makes it a misdemeanor for anyone to practice therapy without a license.
I have talked to some rape victims over the years and sexual assault victims, and sometimes they blame themselves for what happened. They really shouldn't, but they do. Is that true in your case? I mean, it was as you process all this, did you think, what did I do?
Absolutely. And I was a rape survivor in the first place. And a lot of these victims who are sexually exploited by mental health professionals have a history of abuse, which makes it easier for the therapist to get away with abusing them. And absolutely, it's shame, blame, guilt, and denial. And it makes it hard for a victim to come forward.
And it sounds like you're trying to change some minds in the Senate. What are you going to do that this year?
Last year we didn't know about the task force. This year we do. And Senator Frosch actually co-sponsored some of those bills that came out of the task force. So now we're armed with more information, and we're armed with information that there are sex offenders in the mental health profession, there are violent felons in the mental health profession, and we need to step up the ethics and the legal standards for the mental health profession.
Okay. And Heather, give me your last name again.
Sinclair.
Spell that for me.
SINCLAIR.